Social Enneagram 2s, how your community role might be feeding your ego. As a social Enneagram 2, you embody the essence of altruism and community spirit. Your innate desire to assist others often positions you as a cornerstone within your social circles. You thrive on connection and find immense joy in nurturing relationships, whether through acts of kindness or simply being present for those in need. Your ability to empathize with others allows you to understand their struggles deeply, making you a natural confidant and supporter. This role is not merely a function of your personality, it is a calling that resonates with your core values. However, your inclination to help can sometimes lead to an imbalance in your relationships. While your contributions are invaluable, it is essential to recognize that your worth is not solely defined by your ability to serve others. You may find yourself in situations where you overextend yourself, driven by the desire to be needed or appreciated. Understanding this dynamic is crucial, as it allows you to appreciate the positive impact you have on your community while also acknowledging the importance of self-care and personal boundaries. Summary: Social Enneagram 2s play a crucial role in the community as helpers and nurturers, often putting others' needs before their own. Social Enneagram 2s may fall into the ego trap of seeking validation from others, leading to a cycle of dependency on external approval. The tendency for social Enneagram 2s to sacrifice their own needs for others can lead to a martyr complex, causing burnout and exhaustion. Approval-seeking behavior can lead social Enneagram 2s to become dependent on external validation, impacting their sense of self-worth. Setting healthy boundaries can be a challenge for social Enneagram 2s, often leading to enabling unhealthy behavior in others and neglecting their own well-being. The ego trap: how social Enneagram 2s can fall into the pattern of seeking validation. The pursuit of approval: this pattern often manifests as a relentless pursuit of approval, where your self-esteem becomes intricately tied to the recognition you receive for your efforts. You might find yourself constantly measuring your worth against the gratitude or appreciation expressed by others, leading to a cycle of dependency on external validation. The unhealthy dynamic: this can create an unhealthy dynamic, where your sense of self becomes contingent upon the opinions and reactions of those you aim to help. Recognizing this pattern is the first step towards breaking free from it. You must learn to cultivate a sense of self-worth that is independent of external feedback. Cultivating self-worth: this involves embracing your intrinsic value as a person, separate from your role as a helper. Log in to view the full content. You need to log in to view the full post content. Log in, one-click register.